Welcome to weekly UAS news update. We have three stories for you this week. The first one is some news from the FAA symposium and the AAM summit that's going on right now, the Pika Pelican spray that gets FAA approval. And then finally, China is imposing some export restrictions on some drone products, and we'll talk more about what that means. Let's get to it. All right, your first story this week is an update from the FAA Symposium and the AAM Summit. Our good friend Vic Moss from the Drone Service Provider Alliance has been very helpful in writing what he's seen so far and what he's heard from the summit. A few bullet points that we want to discuss today. First off, the FAA seems to be interested in data from pilots regarding BV loss, but there doesn't seem to be a plan in order to gather that data, nor does the FAA know exactly for sure what kind of data they need. The FAA acknowledged that also there is a shortage of remote ID modules, and they said there will probably be some more announcements before the deadlines, and that all things are on the table. The FAA also said that because an app on a cell phone doesn't pick the remote ID message doesn't necessarily mean that the operator is not in compliance. We actually received that question quite a bit from people. And we also get a lot of questions about which module is good and which one is not. We are doing a full test right now as we speak. We just came back from being gone for a whole week, but now we are going to resume our testing and be posting a video very soon so you know which one works best for you. I don't know that there is a good one or a bad one necessarily. They all kind of have the same purpose, but I think there is different ones for different application. So far, that's the news of what we've seen from the symposium. We'll keep you updated. Also, make sure that if you want additional information, Vic is going to be posting more stuff on dspalliance.org. So make sure you go visit the website and read his synopsis. Hopefully he does that every night after he comes back from the show. I know from experience that's a lot of work. So Vic, we appreciate the effort. All right, the second story this week is a large drone, 1,320 pounds to be exact. We previously covered a Pika Pelican crash in California over a year ago now, but it seems that Pika has come out with a new aircraft that's called a Pelican Spray. This is a crop dusting aircraft with 700 pounds of payload capacity, 30 minutes of operational endurance, including a 10-minute reserve, a cruise speed between 60 and 70 knots, and then runway requirements of 650 feet. Now, the large UAS is powered by a 18-kilowatt-hour battery and then four electric motors that have a fixed-pitch propeller to complete the mission. In terms of size, the Pelican Spray is 20 feet long and also 30 feet wide as far as the wingspan, meaning that the wingspan is actually as much as our Diamond DA-40 that we use for travel and for training on the airplane side of things, and it's about 6 feet shorter. So this is not a small aircraft in this case. All right, and for your final story, this is kind of an interesting one. China is imposing export restriction on certain drone parts. Now, this is from China to other countries. At this time, DJI is not affected, or any other Chinese company that we could find that create drones. But the Chinese government is restricting the sale of lasers, communication equipment, drone engines, and anti-UAV systems. The restriction covers military usages and also applications, which DJI does not actually produce. DJI is quoted as saying, we have never designed or manufactured products or equipment for military use, nor have we ever marketed or sold our products for use in military conflicts or wars in any country. I'm sure this will be a controversial statement, seeing the number of drones that are being used in Ukraine right now on both sides of the conflict. Now, we'll keep you up to date, and if we see anything else about this or any other restrictions that may affect commercial or consumer drones in the United States. And one last thing before we go, we just came back from Oshkosh. Actually, this is kind of the first day in the office today for a lot of us. And we wanted to say a big thank you to all of you that stopped by, took pictures, came to grab some goodies and some lanyards and all the good stuff that we had available. We had a ton of drone and airplane students coming over. I was amazed at the feedback that we get from all of you. I was amazed at how many of you were excited to see me and the team, quite frankly, willing to ask a whole lot of questions, sit in the aircraft that we brought for the event, and just all in all talk about shop. And that was that just made our day, quite frankly. I can't tell you how many times I hear, you don't know me, but I know you really well. I hear that a lot when I go to different shows, and it's just really cool to hear all of your stories. So thank you for stopping by, and we hope that we'll see you at another event. And that's it. That's all I have for you this week. As always, like, subscribe, and we'll see you next week.